Castillo Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Just me today. Robin is recovering from a blood transfusion yesterday. Her anemia has slowed her down a little bit this week, so we're hoping for the best for her, and we ask for your continued prayers for Robin as she continues to improve and grow stronger every day. So she is resting. How about that? We'll leave it at that. So how's everybody doing? It was an interesting week. We didn't do any hunting this week. I looked at it a couple of times, and, Sundays in Queen Anne's County, you're only allowed to hunt till 10:30 in the morning, one of the dumbest regulations ever passed. But there's a strong lobby that prevents, in some of the counties across the state, prevents hunters from staying afield longer than 10:30 in the morning, so your prime evening hunt is out on Sundays because of the efforts primarily of the Maryland Horse Council. The first time this half day or partial day was ever introduced was at a meeting, a decade ago, with members of the hunting community, the stakeholders with DNR. And there was an agreement reached at that time for all Sundays to be open all day across the state of Maryland for deer hunting on private property. And the Maryland Horse Council was represented, made the agreement, and then the next day reneged on their part of the agreement. So the trail riders, part of the Maryland horse community, Maryland Horse Council, or whatever they call themselves, basically made a deal and then backed out. And threw the entire deal into chaos, and now we're doing piecemeal Sunday hunting available, but only until 10:30 in the morning in certain counties. Still no Sunday hunting in Baltimore County, Howard County, and Prince George's County, none at all. So there is a schedule in the Guide to Hunting and Trapping that lists all the counties and all the possibilities for hunting on Sundays. And if you look, there's a footnote on a number of those counties where you are not allowed to hunt anytime after 10:30 in the morning on Sunday in a number of counties. So, and why did I lead with that? Well, I was considering going hunting last Sunday myself, and for a couple of reasons, I decided not to go. Primarily, the strong east wind, northeast wind, is not the best for my stand location. But once I checked on it, I'd already passed the window when I decided that I might hunt. So the opportunity was gone at that point. Anyway, that's how it goes in Maryland, because this the way the Sunday hunting is structured here. So we are at 410 WCBM, 410-922-6680, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. How's that? Is that all right, Aaron? Good. I had to turn my mic a little louder here, so it's easy enough to do. The little Comrex machine is sitting right beside me here on a table, and I just reach over and turn the dial on my machine. It's so convenient. Sitting here in my recliner with old Jolene please don't take my man, is sitting here on my lap. She's got her, she looks very relaxed. Her head's on my belly. She's laying beside me, and, hey, girl, are you sleepy? Yeah, well, you slept pretty good all night. Yeah, you sure did. So, anyway, we are giving a CVA muzzleloader away today. We are giving away an Optima camo muzzleloader with a nitride barrel. Not today, but next Saturday. And also, next Saturday, we'll be giving away a pack of surface lures for striped bass from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So the way to get in on the contest is to enter by simply calling the station, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That's the number. Share your name and phone number with our producer, Aaron. He's also the call screener. You'll be talking to a pleasant voice on the other end of the phone. And Aaron will record that information. And then next week, we'll match everybody's name with a number in both drawings and have two drawings for one for the muzzleloader and one for the fish and tackle package. So feel free to jump in and give Aaron a call. That number again is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is the number. I also attended the memorial service to our friend and team member for Bucks, Bears, Stags, and many of you know, former wildlife biologist, you know, if you don't know the man, you know the name, Doug Wigfield, creator of the Sika Seducer call. Wildlife biologist who is involved in many projects, including bald eagles and peregrine falcons, including Sika deer research, including wild turkeys, Maryland wild turkeys, who helped with the stock and transplant program to Maryland's Eastern Shore and was largely responsible for bringing wild turkeys to their current population to in the wild on Maryland's Eastern Shore with the trap and transfer survey program, and Doug was very involved in that. And the man was, let's put it this way, the man had a life well lived. His wife Alice, wife of 52 years, daughters Kelly and Courtney. Just a great family, very involved in the church, know who their Savior is, and Doug knew that he would be meeting his Savior when his time came, and his time came last Saturday night. I got the message that Doug had passed, so we put together a little profile on our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags, and then I shared the services, which were Thursday. Very, very moving service. Very good. Bunch of friends, you know, a couple of hundred people in the room. Displays of his life. You know, the fact that we didn't know that he could play the accordion and started that as a youngster. He was a horseshoe champion. He was a just a dedicated family man and dedicated to singing in the choir at his church and so forth. So we're going to miss you, Doug. You're a big part of the Bucks, Bears, Stags team. And any of you who own a Sika Seducer or, you know, followed any of the Sika Deer social media sites knew the name Doug Wigfield. And we're going to miss him, Doug. But it was a wonderful service. And we know where he is, and he knows where he is right now. So that being said, it's time for me to tell you folks about our friends at Backyard Billy's. There are some specials right now going on till the end of the month, so it might be a good weekend to head out there. Till the end of September, Backyard Billy's giant selection of in-stock, colorful poly outside dining furniture, including tables and chairs, is now on sale at 50% off in-stock items only, of course. And all in-stock Adirondack chairs, yes, those famous Adirondack chairs, except for one brand called DuraComfort. Buy one, get one free. That's right. And select in-stock lounge furniture, also 50% off. You can see Backyard Billy's backyard from Route 50. Just get off exit 44B Evans Avenue and keep right to Drummer Drive. You'll find gym sets. I mean, big swing sets and gym sets, you know, the sliding boards. Some of them even have, you know, little playhouses on top. Right, great Christmas presents for the grandkids. Storage sheds, greenhouses, dog kennels, chicken coops, and backyard billies. Giant selection. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Remember, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, that's Hearth America, is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert, or a freestanding wood or pellet stove with exceptional service and prices. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, that's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville, Maryland. And our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, they're getting ready for hunting season. They're gearing up with a great selection of Browning firearms. For those of you who enjoy the rimfire shooting, the 22s, you could pick, and some of you like those 22s for squirrel hunting for sure. There's the T-Bolt Sporter. It's got a beautiful walnut stock, a straight comb, fine checkering, blued, and it's got sling studs for rimfire action. It's the T-Bolt. Then we have the bolt action rifle, the great X-Bolt. The X-Bolt Hunter is a satin walnut checkered stock, matte blue barrel in action, a detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, and an adjustable trigger available in a lot of different calibers. For a high-powered rifle, short magnums, and every available popular style and color and caliber that you would like. Why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop for bait, for tackle, for crabbing supplies, for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories, your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, in Baltimore, 21227. That's the Halethorpe area. That phone number, 410-242-6108. The website, newly updated, ClydeSportsShop.com. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Argo Extreme Terrain Vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Hey boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak, I can almost see them coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks, hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
Big bulls, big bucks, yes indeed. A lot of folks from Maryland do go west to do some elk hunting, and we've seen some spectacular elk taken by Marylanders on social media these days, and we want to say congratulations to all of you who are able to go to Colorado and well, the western states and be able to harvest a nice elk. It's bow season out there, and it's the elk rut. Exactly, that's taking place right now, and so you get to listen to those bugles and hear those elk communicate with each other and the cows, and so good luck. So also, congratulations to our buddy Gary, who calls in from Dundalk. Sent me an email today. Didn't know anything was going on there, but he said, it's a girl, 7.1 pounds, now I have a fishing partner. So congratulations to Gary, Grandpa Gary, and his... I guess he's grandpa. I don't know. Maybe it's his child. I don't know how old Gary is, but maybe he'll call and correct us on that. But I think it's grandpa. So, yeah, it was an interesting week, you know. So we'll go from there and continue to try to figure out these deer. I did mount a camera, and I'm planning on putting two more on that little piece of property that we have out there, and the deer are coming in all different times of day. We have one decent buck on camera, and let's see, today this one was at 2:58 a.m. a big doe standing there, and she's by herself, but yeah, that could be one of the evil does that stay on that property and have been there since I've been hunting there about 5 or 6 years now. And there's two of them. There's this one. She's the leader of the pack, the big nanny doe, and she is the most alert deer you've ever seen in your life. It doesn't matter where I'm at in the woods, whether I'm on the ground, whether I'm in a climber, wherever it might be, and wherever she enters the woods, she is laser focused on me, or at least gets that way in a few seconds. And typically, she will either pick me out visually or pick my scent up. And once she does, she leads everybody away from that area. So. And a lot of people said, you know, why don't you just harvest her and prevent all that? Well, she's trained a protege. She's got another one up there that does the same thing, and they're usually run together. I call them the gruesome twosome, dynamic duo, or whatever you want to call them. And they are very, very, they're the leaders of the pack. They really are. And it's fun to watch them, and it's fun to try and outwit them. And I've been fairly successful on that, you know, and especially the bucks don't pay attention to them. They kind of do their own thing. It's more or less the groups and so forth. Now, I do know this, that the amount of deer that I'm seeing now has drastically been reduced from when I started hunting there, when I would see as many as 20, 21 deer in a group. The crop damage shooters are out a lot. First time I hunted this year, there were two rifle shots from a neighboring farm, and not that far away. I mean, the adjoining farm. And I could tell that, you know, two deer were harvested. You hear that sound of a high-powered rifle going off and the sound of the impact, and you know that, you know, the shot has connected. So it has changed things, the dynamic of things a lot. So we're just blessed to be able to hunt that little finger of woods and see what we're able to see. So that's how it goes around here, and especially when you're, you know, when you're surrounded by farmers who are protecting their livelihood with deer management permits. So, our phone number, 410-WCBM680. Come on, doesn't anybody want to win a muzzleloader? A beautiful CVA camo muzzleloader, 50 caliber, brand new. A really nice firearm. I've looked at, as far as a muzzleloader is concerned, I've looked at it, and very cool. You're going to need to buy the optics for it, you know, if you prefer, or, you know, put some open sights on it. But it's a really nice gun, the Optima V2. So, speaking of CVA, I mentioned before that I won a CVA Cascade rifle in .308. I was able to get a scope for it. I didn't go Leopold this time. I went Vortec because of the deal on them. And borrowed my son-in-law's tabletop bench and his scope mounting kit, including a torque wrench, and was able to mount the scope up and do a nice job on it. I've mounted scores of scopes for people, you know, when I worked at a sporting goods store in East Baltimore. And so it's no big trick to put a scope on, but what is the trick is to make sure that the rings are aligned, and use the alignment tool in that little kit. I didn't go as far as to lap the rings, which is a process where once the rings are aligned, you put this tool in the rings without the scope, and you put some abrasive on the tool, and you work it back and forth and lap the rings, which means you just get them as smooth as possible, top, bottom, and sides, and they're completely circular to receive that scope. Didn't do that because the mounts were pretty good shape and they were already lined up. So, you know, with the way I mounted them, so I just did not do that, but did torque the screws in, and can't wait to shoot it. So there we go. 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680. There's Bill in Baltimore. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just called. Wanted to mainly get in on the muzzleloader.
All right.
I'd love to win that and give it to my grandson for Christmas.
Oh, there you go. Well, good luck to you. You have just as good a chance as anybody on that, buddy. You sure do.
Well, yep. I appreciate it. I love listening to your show, man.
Well, we thank you for that.
You do a great job.
All right, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Good to see you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Mark in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, I moved. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Delaware.
That's okay.
I know you moved.
Am I the wrong one?
No, you're the right Mark. Yeah, you're the guy.
Okay.
Yep, you're the right guy.
Well, where do I start about horses?
I have a question. All right.
Do people who own and maintain horses pay any special fees to the government for maintaining the outdoors?
Mm-mm.
And the answer, I don't know. It's a real question. I'm not...
The answer is absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So they do spend a lot of money.
Yeah,
on tackle and feed and mucking out stalls and all that stuff. But that's their choice. They choose to own the horse. They choose to do the right thing and treat it humanely.
Correct.
But that's as far as it goes.
There are several elements in the horse world And there's the racing part of it, the horse racing part of it, where, you know.
Well, I'll get to that in a minute.
Keep going. Okay. All right. And then there's the dressage people, the horse show people. And then there's the trail riders and fox chasers. Guess who we had the most trouble with?
Trail riders.
Trail riders and fox chasers.
Yeah.
So, what were you going to say about the racing community?
Well, last time I went bowling, I had to rent some shoes and pay a fee for using the lane.
Mm-hmm.
But that was between me and the bowling alley company.
Right.
Nobody subsidized my interest in bowling. When I go out and take a camera, I pay for the camera and all the related expenses. If I'm using film, I pay for the film, the processing, everything. Nobody helps me out with that, and that's a strong interest throughout my life. But everybody subsidizes horse racing, whether you like it or not. It's built into your taxes.
Yep.
They're a bunch of parasites. Alan, they really are. These people, because they have the political power, they tell you, you can't hunt. Well, I got news for you. The man or woman who sets foot out in the field, if they own anything related to hunting, whether it's a bow, whether it's an arrow, gun, ammunition for sure, there are so, I'm talking to somebody who's forgotten more than I've ever learned. There are so many taxes buried in everything that they're doing. I could make the argument, I'm not going to say they have the right to be there. They certainly bought the opportunity to be present there.
You're talking about the American system of conservation funding.
Yeah.
Which is involved in two acts. It used to be Dingell Johnson and Wallop Breaux. Dingell Johnson for hunting, Wallop Breaux, named after the members of Congress who sponsored the bill. It's now called the Sport Fish Restoration Fund and the Wildlife Restoration Fund. And it's a little difficult and long-winded to do the whole thing, but to break it down, the items that you mentioned, guns and ammunition, archery, some archery tackle, fishing tackle, and some motorboat supplies, motorboat fuel are taxed on the manufacturing end. An 11% excise tax is added and paid by the manufacturers to the IRS on their quarterly tax returns. That, of course, is built into the price once the object, the ammo, the gun, whatever it might be, leaves the factory. It's tacked into the wholesale price. And then, of course, the wholesaler covers that, and eventually we pay that, you know, with the increased price for those goods. But what that does is once a year, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service determines by a number of factors, number of licenses sold and that type of thing, population and so forth, a rebate of those funds, of that 11% excise tax, to the states designated for wildlife restoration, dedicated for fisheries restoration, you know, all these stocking programs, all the land that's purchased for wildlife management areas and things like that. That funding comes pretty much from the American, you know, any wildlife programs, you know, research studies and things like that are funded by the wildlife restoration funds. So basically it's a user pays, everyone benefits. Okay? You know, these public lands are open to the public. They're not, people are allowed to, you know, I call them hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, and bird watchers are allowed to use these public lands because they are public, but they're paid for primarily by hunters' dollars. So that,
some
that,
of whom never use the public lands, an archer may just shoot at a target, and similarly, someone with a gun may just shoot at a range.
That's correct.
But they pay anyway.
or may just take the training and have a firearm for home protection.
Yes.
You know, or, you know, like you said, maybe the hunting is not the maybe hunting is not the main thing. There are a lot of people that participate, listen to the show, participate in shotgun shooting sports, trap and skeet, sporting clays, and things like that. Never take the gun afield. But, you know, the simulated bird shooting is in those shotgun shooting sports. But some of those people never go afield. But they, you know, they continue to fund the Wildlife Restoration Fund. So, yeah, I mean, it's quite a system. It's been around for nearly 100 years, and it's how we have the robust wildlife populations that we have here in Maryland. So,
and then they turn around and say, you can't go hunting on your day off past 10:30 on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, because we might be riding a trail or chasing a fox on an adjacent property. So there is a permit that's needed, a party fur takers permit that is needed by these organizations when they have a fox chasing event. But there is no hunting license required, and I believe personally that everyone who is participating in a fox chasing event where you use horses and dogs to pursue wild game, pursuing is the key word that is involved in purchasing a hunting license. It doesn't necessarily say killing. You know, if you want to pursue wild game, you need to purchase a hunting license, and they don't. But they purchase it used to be $10 a year for the entire season for these groups to go out and chase the fox. Now it's been increased to $50, but I'm sure that is like, you know, 50 cents to some of these people that organize these fox chasing events. And there are more of them than you think, but you're also not required to have written permission to cross all the properties that the fox may cross.
This is... It just stinks on dry ice. I'm reminded a former colleague of yours, Les Consolving, used that expression.
Yep.
And that's where I got it. what bothers me, obviously, is that they're free riders. These are people who are not being paid to maintain the outdoors which they use, and deny people who pay the opportunity to use those same outdoor venues.
I agree.
It's funny. They have this mentality of entitlement, and I personally that it comes from the British. And I know what the British did, some Britons, especially those involved in animal rights. That's where the term red herring comes from.
Exactly. Exactly.
They would drag the fish across the field, creating a scent trail to throw the dogs off and interrupt the hunt.
That's true. Yes, sir. Well, Mark, let's leave it there. I got to talk about some of our sponsors, and I appreciate you bringing up those issues for sure. No question, and they remain to this day. So,
yeah.
All right, buddy.
Have a great week.
Thanks for the call. Spurrier's Tire Service is located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. That's in Easton, Maryland, right here where I live. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and they have all the others, you know, Michelin and the rest. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, from your barnyard to your backyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, any type of farm machinery. They even have a farm division that goes out and changes the tires and does the work on the farms. Just call them. They'll come to you. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurries has the tires. Spurries offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. That includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that old evil check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurries customers, including Robin and me and our family, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Did I say no appointment needed for tires? That's what I said. Call Spurries Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website is spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurries Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties. Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, deer supplements featuring Tecumseh products, and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks and bags. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin' on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Been there, done all that. How about that? That's great. Let's talk to Gary. Good morning, Gary in Dundalk. How are you this morning, buddy? Congratulations.
Yep, thanks.
Your granddaughter, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah, that's what it's a girl means.
Yeah.
Good.
Could have been your kid. It could have been your kid. Say it again.
Inner Harbor fishing tomorrow. What's going on?
Oh, same place. Mouth of Patapsco.
Okay.
Same area. I guess you've been successful out there. It's, you know, the fish haven't moved that much. Water temperatures are getting cool. A little more oxygen in some areas, which would pull the fish in there. And
all right, good.
Yeah, yeah. They haven't moved much, that's for sure. So.
All right, good.
All right.
All right, thanks for the report.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Linda, South Carolina, good morning.
Hello, I live in South Carolina, and I moved to South Carolina, but I've lived in Maryland my whole life. And
sure.
I just get up and listen to your program in the morning because it's my connection back in Maryland. I miss Maryland so much.
I understand.
And I just moved out because of something, you know, the political things.
Yeah, I understand.
And I feel like when I want to go on vacation, I want to go back to Maryland to, because, you know, I miss Maryland so much. And you talk about, you know, the fishing and all that. And,
oh, yeah.
And I used to go to Ocean City, just, you know, plain old Ocean City. I loved Ocean City, riding the tram back and forth on, you know, on the boardwalk and everything. And
sure.
And I just, I didn't understand what you were talking about with the fox hunting and all that. And,
okay.
And I agree with you. I think that people, you know, should just stop, you know, leave things alone, but... And it's irritating, just, you know, it's at 10:30 in the morning on Sunday. Excuse me. It's just, you know, I don't even hunt, and I enjoy listening to your program. And
yeah.
I'm just on the side of the hunters. And
well, I appreciate and that, that very
so
much.
I don't know much about that until, you know, I don't know yep. that much about that. But
well, it's a stupid restriction.
Yeah, it is.
It's brought about by the political power of the Maryland Horse right. Council. And it's very difficult to change because these
yeah.
people have are more active and more well. One of our callers said, you know, they have the means to be able to make contributions to their favorite political candidate or their political representative, and you know, no matter what you say, money talks and.
That's
you know,
right.
everything else walks, and that's
the aggravating part.
It is aggravating. It is aggravating.
Yeah, and you know, the fox hunting is just. Never mind. I won't say much more about that. I enjoy you talking about the hunting, and you know, and I have a lot of respect for the hunters and all. Because, like I said, well, last time, a long time ago, when I talked to you, I saw the bow hunters and all. You know, when I used to go walking through the park,
yep.
and I just. And then I used to go further into the woods, and I used to, you know, just tell them. I said, I hope you do well.
Yeah.
I love the fishing part. I haven't really gone into fishing. I was thinking about that, and I, like you said, and also I was curious about how you when you shoot a deer, how do you cook with it? What kind of meals? I don't know if that's a good question to ask you.
It is a good question. Deer meat is very lean. It does not have the marbled fat like a beef does, like a beef steak. It's not raised to produce meat, and it is a delicious meat. Some people take a couple of tries to get used to the flavor, but you know, the most popular dishes are chili and spaghetti sauce and things like that for the ground meat. But there are ways to cook the steaks and the roast that provide very, very good meals. It's very lean. It's very healthy. It's hormone and you know, additive free, and it's very nutritious, high in protein, low in cholesterol, and when you incorporate that into your diet, it's a nice welcome change from a lot of things. So
yeah, it's a different taste from the meat, the regular, like, you know, just the when you go and buy beef, like cows. And stuff
well,
like
that's that has
yeah,
to do
I mean,
that has to do with
though.
The fat. That has to do
yeah.
with the fat. You know
okay.
where. The steaks are marbled. The flavor from beef comes from the fat that's embedded in the muscle tissue. As far as deer is concerned, you have to add fat, something to cook that in to add a little more flavor. And
okay.
there's zillions of recipes for venison out there.
Right, meat. And there's cause my family eats sausage. They used to make sausage.
Oh, sausage is great, yeah. And that's that's added pork fat or beef fat when you have the deer bologna or deer sausage made. You have a, you know, or you can actually have that requested if you, you know, grind your own or even have your deer processed. You can request to add, you know, 10% fat up to the or whatever percentage you like to the ground meat as well. And a lot of your deer processors will do that. So,
yeah, when you Do you do all, do you skin? Do you do all this, you know, this when you...
I do not. I used to be able to do that. I used to process my own deer, skin them at the house and process them myself. But as I've gotten older, it's much easier to take them to a processor and pay somebody to do that.
You just take it to a place and have them do it for you.
Yep.
Yeah, and somebody in South Carolina
gives
their son...
Sure.
You know, shoots deer, and they take it to a processor place too, and all that.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I enjoy your show so much, and it's a connection.
Well,
and for me, I'm going to take a vacation to go back to Maryland because that's why I'm headed back home.
All right, well, give us a call if you're here on a Saturday. Thank you for the call, Linda. You have a great day. We've got Frank in St. Michael's. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
I'm headed to Front Royal to visit with the granddaughter.
Ah, good for you.
Bike rack.
Yep, sounds good.
That was an interesting call, the lady from South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, no question. We had great callers, man.
And I was hoping Robin was listening for a virtual kiss on the cheek.
Well, I'll pass it along.
Okay.
I'll be your surrogate there, if that's all right. No.
And I entered into the muzzleloader contest. Got my
good. Good to hear. So,
all right, Al. Well, have a beautiful day.
You do the same.
Take care until next time.
All right, buddy. Thanks. We'll be talking, I'm sure.
All right. All
thanks.
Right,
bye-bye. There he goes, Frank. All right. You know what, Backyard Billies? I told you about the sale, but now it's time for me to tell you about the folks at Hearth America. You have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Yeah, we did too. It's just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Backyard Billies, Hearth America at Backyard Billies in Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billies did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billies carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat source. Select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billies in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming chilly weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Hey, apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags use the supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer. And apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains, protein, and minerals. Use the blocks, the bags, or if you have a feeder, use apple cracker spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in three flavors. Molasses Craze, Apple Craze, and Cherry Craze flavors blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foos Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929, applecrackerdeerfeed.com. It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handgun, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Nice. Hey, Chris, good morning. How are things in West Virginia?
Hey, Alan. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Really hitting a hot button issue there this morning, aren't you?
I'm trying to a little bit, you know. Trying to get people to call. Get them excited. Get them to understand what's going on out there. So
that's like trying to get people to vote. Holy cow. How many gun owners, you know, don't vote? Such a shame.
But it is. It is. It really is. Yeah. And, you know, they will complain about the intrusive laws. And the oppressive laws when it comes to firearms, and yet they won't vote. I don't understand it. Yes, never did, absolutely. Never will. So,
absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, yeah, I agree. Change the subject here. I'm flummoxed. I was getting all kinds of pictures of bucks on my trail cameras, and they've just disappeared on me.
Yep, that's true. That's what they do. Well, what happens is that this time of year, as the testosterone continues to rise in their bodies, they're starting to spread out. They're starting to, you know, we're not quite to the sparring stage yet, but they are establishing their territories. They are roaming, you know, deer. I've had one buck on my camera in one location, and I'm, you know, anxious to get out there and get the other cameras up. Little 7-point, he's nice. I mean, he's a nice deer, but you know, he shows up like once a week, and they tend to roam and ramble to find their own territory. That's what the buck rubs on the trees are all about. You understand? They're a line of sight type of thing. If you get down to the level where those bucks are rubbing on the trees, you should be able to look through the woods and see the path, and that's that deer mark in his territory. So, anyway, well, it's typical this time of year, buddy. Stay tuned. They'll be back.
Hey, have a great weekend, and let me say hi to my buddy Teddy.
You got it. Thanks, Chris.
Take care, Alan.
See you, bud. Yep. Bye-bye. There is the music, ladies and gentlemen. That means it's time for a break during the show here in the middle, but we will be back. Get out, stay safe, love the Lord. We'll see you on the other side.